Say goodbye to feeling drained. Recover energy, restore focus, boost body and mind performance naturally. Millions of us currently live a fast-paced 21st century lifestyle, struggling daily with sleep, stress, and feeling sluggish. Modern living takes a toll, especially as we live, work, and play in heavily polluted environments. These stresses have been shown to interfere with the body's natural functions, declining our health and well-being, leaving us feeling drained. The Good Mood Co. combats feeling sluggish with a high-quality, affordable supplement pack. These packs are especially useful to those who lead busy, tiring lifestyles, including career-driven individuals, exhausted parents, and socially active partygoers. Just 3 capsules a day to boost overall body function, taking a sleep, gut, and brain health approach to wellness. Containing 36 plant-based ingredients, a daily dose that offers so much more than a typical diet and store-bought multivitamins. We need long-term solutions, not quick fixes, and focus on within is a great place to start. Please visit the website www.thegoodmoodco.com, Instagram, here, the number 4, Good Mood, Facebook, here, the number 4, Good Mood, and LinkedIn, The Good Mood Co. When you go onto the website, if you use the code EAIAN, then you'll get a 10% discount when you pay on orders over $14.99. All right, you beautiful people. Wednesday's episode number 61. On the 18th of the 8th, 2021, here we go. The EAIAN podcast. Again, thank you very much for tuning in. It is absolutely hugely appreciated. As I said before, that you are the ones that make this happen, because I'm not going to be sitting here talking to myself if nobody was listening. I have to apologize for yesterday's episode. I was pretty tired after driving up to, near Elgin basically. I don't think my brain was really with it when I got back and I started recording the podcast, so it was quite a short one, so I do need to apologize for that. It's been quite a busy day for me today. I'm recording this on Monday, so there will be some inaccuracies when you are listening on Wednesday. I might say tomorrow, meaning Monday, yesterday, and tomorrow, meaning Tuesday, whereas I won't be meaning Thursday. I'll try and get it right. I've wrote down on my notes that Wednesday, right up at the top, so that I might remember what I am speaking about. I've got a drink here, which I'm going to drink. So I'm going to cover the microphone, so hopefully you do not hear me drinking. I was out running this morning, and then when I got back, I was talking to a little junior. When I got back, or just after I finished my run, basically, he'd phoned me, and I gave him a phone back, and he was wanting to go swimming. And so I managed to get back and book swimming up at West Hill Swimming Pool. And so I didn't manage to do my weights or my meditation. I just had to run away and pick him up because we didn't have that much time. But my pelvis is goosed. Properly goosed. So I am going to phone up the doctors on Tuesday. And hopefully get an appointment with them and hopefully get put through to a physio. I wouldn't mind seeing both though. I wouldn't mind seeing the doctor to see what he thinks it is. I don't want to be put on any tablets. It is pretty sore, but I don't want to be put on any tablets. But yeah, I just want to see what he's saying. Which is absolutely gutting, because it means that I'm not going to be able to run for the next foreseeable future, basically. And I'm not too sure about that, to be quite honest. Like, I know it's been coming though for quite a few weeks. I've been just trying to deal with it. Well, like, I mean, it's never really hurt while I've been running, but then today it really hurt while I was running. Well, not like really hurt, but I could feel it, whereas before I haven't been able to feel it. So yeah, so it's sad times basically. I don't really know what I'm gonna do. I've got myself booked into swimming again tomorrow at like 8:15. Well, tomorrow meaning Tuesday at 8:15, and then I'm probably gonna need to leave the pool. I never actually checked how long the swim was. I think it might be an hour, but I'll only be able to do 45 minutes because I need to get to sea fine at 10. So, but 45 minutes of swimming, I'm quite happy with that. I just put myself into the medium lane because I took little junior swimming today, and although I didn't get much swimming done because he was jumping in and about and he can't really swim, so I can't really leave him by himself. But I got like little bits done, and I could feel my pelvis there as well. So yeah, I'm gonna need to watch. So I just booked myself into the medium lane, and if I can get a bit of swimming done, then I'll be happy with that. But I'm really hoping that this isn't the end of my running career. I've definitely pushed it the past year in. Don't even know. Year in. Oh, April. A year in 4 months. It's absolutely crazy. See how much I've run as well. In those year and 4 months. So right, I've done 531 there. And how much did I do last year? One thousand 246 kilometers. That is absolutely crazy. Let's have a look how much that is in miles. It's not bad for a year and a half, about a year and 4 months of running. It's pretty insane. No wonder my pelvis is mental. 1, 2, 4, 6 kilometers in 2 miles. So I've done 774.22 miles. And that is pretty mental. But that is it. Anything is possible. See, if someone said to me like last April, when I first started running, that I was gonna be able, that I was gonna run 774 miles in a year and 4 months, it would have been like, stop lying. There's no way I'm running that. So is completely possible. You just need to believe in yourself. Start believing in yourself, and it's absolutely amazing what could happen. Which, like, I do, I find that absolutely mental, the fact that I've just pushed myself to the limits. And I mean, now. No, it's not looking so good. Sorry. But hopefully I can go to the doctor, and the doctor is like, yep, just have a rest, stop running for a bit, and then come back to it, and you'll be absolutely fine. That is exactly what I'm hoping. Because that would be just absolutely amazing. I would definitely find it very difficult if I wasn't able to run. I do find it very, very difficult. Not running. Because it is definitely my, definitely what I, it's definitely what keeps me going sometimes. It's been my habit now, my routine, for a year and 4 months. So yeah, it is gonna be very, very tough. If the doctor tells me that I'm no longer able to run, I'll need to just find something else. I'm not gonna go and check up on Google. Let's have a look. Here's me saying that I'm not gonna go and check, but here I am. I'm gonna go and check. Most cases of groin pain in runners and sports people are due to a condition called pubic overload or osteitis pubis. Excessive shearing forces on the bone, tendons, and pubic joint leads to pain in the groin area, and it's not after. Pelvic pain while running may originate from the pelvic floor muscles surrounding lumbopelvic muscular and/or instability in core musculature, which can all contribute to misalignment of the pelvis and sacroiliac joint, thus contributing to pelvic, lower back, and hip buttock pain. Oh, this sounds well bad. Pain during running or after, yeah. So, four signs your pelvic floor might not love your love of running. Do-do-do-do, a result of late night stacking while stunning over the past 8 years. Yeah. Do any of these common complaints resonate with you? Right, let's have a look. Ideally, you should not experience pain during or after a run. Muscular soreness from a challenge route is normal, and most experienced runners will use a foam roller, perform lower extremity stretches, or use ice to alleviate any discomfort. Pelvic pain while running may originate from the pelvic floor muscles surrounding the lumbopelvic musculature and or instability in core musculature, which can all contribute to misalignment of the pelvis and sacroiliac joint, thus contributing to pelvic, low back and hip buttock pain. Your PFPT will assess your posture, alignment, gait and strength, as well as your pelvic floor muscles function to determine what strategies you may need to adopt or patterns you may need to alter to get you back out on the road pain free. Yes! That sounds absolutely amazing. Happy days. That sounds absolutely amazing. Well, that is definitely a better pelvic. So there's a bunch of yoga. Might even look at that. Yeah, so right, here we go. 6 exercise to strengthen the pelvic floor for runners. This is what I need. I think this is what I'm going to need to start doing. I don't feel like I'm going to pee myself though. That's the problem here. Yeah, I think I'm still going to need to go to the doctor. It's better than trying to diagnose myself here. Because it's starting to get sore even when I sit down in certain positions. So, yeah. I definitely think that I'm going to need to have a go, have a look into that. Go to the doctor, phone up the doctor tomorrow. It's going to be quite a busy day tomorrow, just like it's been a busy day today. And I want to get, I thought that little Junior was back to school today, but it's not, because it's been an in-service day, so he's back to school tomorrow, well, nursery. But he starts his new nursery time, so he goes in from like 1 o'clock and doesn't get picked up until 6 o'clock. And they've got like new timings coming on. Which is mental to think that he's going to be away for that long. And so yeah, I'm hardly going to see him basically. It's mental. Like I'm really going to miss him. So that's going to be really weird. So I was having all that more free time, is it, when... Like, if I finished work when I was still working, then I would have had loads of free time before I needed to go and pick him up. But yeah, now I need to see what's happening with C Fine tomorrow. See what days I can volunteer. I need to remember to let them know on Friday that I've got the gas guy coming to make sure that my boiler is all right. And I've got to stay 2 meters away, and I can't open the door for him, and like stuff like that. It's just this COVID malarkey is starting to get a bit of a joke now. I see that the kids have still got to wear masks as well. I think when I saw my dad over the weekend. I think he was saying that. But yeah, that's definitely a weird one, considering that down in England you don't even need to wear a mask anymore. It was pretty mental seeing the football as well, seeing all the crowds back. Like, I wonder how long it's gonna be before they all start getting chopped down again, that they're not allowed to be in the crowds. Or is it this COVID passport that's coming up? I haven't got a clue. I really haven't been looking much into it, to be quite honest. There's so many conflicting things going on where yeah, you don't know what to believe. I've just kept my mouth shut, to be quite honest, with a lot of the things, because I don't even know what I believe now. Like, I really don't. I've been in two minds, really. Do I go get my vaccine or do I not go and get my vaccine? I've got my parents and the lovely lady of my life talking about going and getting the vaccine, and then I've got, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I really do not know. Really do not know. It's so confusing in every way possible, basically, that I really do not know what to believe. It's definitely a mental one, is it? Yeah, I really do not know what to believe. But we won't go down that line of the whole COVID route again, because I think I've probably blabbed quite a lot about the whole COVID thing. And now I don't even know what to believe. You can find an argument when you look online, you find arguments to back up both cases. I really do not know. Really do not know. Really do not know. What have I got? I've got some stuff written down, some stuff that I said on my TikTok. So if you do listen to my TikTok, then I am sorry. You're gonna hear it again though. And did you know that we are all miracles? That you have literally a 1 in 400 trillion chance of being born. So we are all basically miracles. And you've got people moping around, like not knowing whether this is for them. And we're all basically miracles. I saw another TikTok actually, TikTok talking about the gun, the what happened down in Plymouth, the boy, and he was, what was it, like the guy had said that he had seen, like, why he thought that he should go and gun down people, and it was basically that he thought that, kind of like, oh, like, this is really tough for me, like, I can't get out with women and all that kind of pish. And the boy basically said, it's basically your mindset. You had a poor mindset. That's why nobody liked you. That's why nobody thought that, like, nobody found you attractive, because you didn't find yourself attractive. Just complaining about shit. Instead of making a change about it, you just moaned about it and then went and killed innocent people because he thought that he wasn't good enough. And it, whereas he was a miracle as well. He had a 1 in 400 trillion chance of being born, and he got born. And then he's went and killed other people who had that 1 in 4 trillion chance of being born as well. What a waste of a life, just because of his perspective about himself, the way that he looked at himself. He didn't think he was good enough for people. Basically played the victim instead of trying to make a change. I mean, I've said that like loads of times, that you create the life that you live with the thoughts that you think. So if you constantly think that you're not good enough or that you don't deserve things, then that's exactly what's going to happen. You are going to constantly be in the shit. And believe me, I've been there. I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was worthy. I thought that I was lower than people. I thought that my opinion didn't matter, and I was just agreeing with, like, I was agreeing with other people's, like other people's opinions. That I didn't have the courage to tell them that I don't agree with them. And I mean horrible things as well. I've heard some people say some really horrible things, like judging other people. And I haven't said anything. I haven't been like, well, no, I don't agree with you there. Because I was too scared of the consequences. Too scared of thinking that, oh no, well, this person might not like me, or. And I just sat there and took shit, basically. And I've done it with loads of jobs, where I've just been a punching bag basically to bullies or people who think that their opinion is it counts more than what my opinion does. And I've sat there and had to listen to their shite basically, and I've never stuck up for myself, never been like, well, no, I don't agree with you there. Like, I remember one time when I was working, and the guy who I was working with, he slagged off someone who had like eyeliner on, like a guy. He was dressed up like a goth and he had eyeliner, and he well slagged him off. And I mean, I didn't join in it, but I didn't say anything. And as I've said millions of times on here before as well, that if it makes you feel happy, if it makes you happy, then it doesn't need to make sense to anybody else. Totally doesn't need to make sense to anybody else, because at the end of the day, who cares what their opinion is? I saw some guy, there's some guy that I follow on TikTok who's down in Montrose, and he's even saying that he's coming off of TikTok because it's depression, because people think that he's weird and all that. You're like, why are you caring what other people think about you? Just you do you, and then the right people will fall into your life. Completely fall into your life. But we all are. Like, I mean, me included, a few years ago. Well, I mean, like, even up to about 6 months ago, that I was scared. Might even be more than 6 years, 6 months ago. Can't remember. But I was just scared. Just completely and utterly worried what other people's opinion was of me. I was scared that people weren't gonna like me, that people would judge me, that. But nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck what you are doing. Yeah, you might get some trolls, but trolls are gonna, like, haters are gonna hate no matter what the fuck you do. There's gonna be, like, there's people out there who want to see you fail. I saw an amazing TikTok from that Creating Wonders guy, and it was like, there's people out there who are holding their breath, waiting for you to fail. He was like, so make those fuckers suffocate. Which is totally true. Just you go and do you. Like, people are gonna judge you no matter what the fuck you do. So just go out and do you. Because, like, it's just absolutely mental that we are so focused on other people's opinion of us than rather than our own opinion. Me included, you know, like, I'm not saying that kind of like that you're all that you haven't done this, like that you're worried about other people's opinion, because I was exactly the same. You see, since I stopped giving a fuck what other people thought about me, it's probably been the greatest thing that I've ever done. Like, let's stop taking life so seriously. Let's stop taking what other people think about us so seriously. We need to remember that we're on a fucking rock that is flying through space. And we're not getting off of it alive. So stop stressing out about things that aren't in your control. There is absolutely no point. Completely no point. You're just making yourself sick about something that you've got no control over. As the lovely lady in my life would probably would say to me is, just let it go. 'Cause I get road rage. I get a really bad, well, not road rage, but people who hog the outside lane, that really does my nutting. But then again, I can't control that. I think I've learned, well, the lovely lady in my life pointed it out to me basically, that I have no control over the way that other people act. No control whatsoever. So why do I feel the need to know what they're doing or to understand why they've done that? Because I've got no control over it. The only person who I've got control of is myself. And I need to start focusing on that rather than focusing on what other people are doing to me, because I've got no control of it. Completely no control over it. So let's stop listening to people that you wouldn't even take advice, you know, like people at work or where you work or other people like that. Like, stop taking their advice. Like, or stop listening to people that you wouldn't even take their advice from, like, outside of work, in the outside world. If you've got someone at work who keeps on giving you advice, but you wouldn't listen to them, like, you wouldn't even speak to them in the outside world, then just nod and agree. Yeah, all right. Or if you're feeling brave, then just be like, well, no, I won't take your advice. 'Cause that's it. Everybody is gonna tell you how you cannot do it. Everybody is. No matter whether it's your loved ones, your work colleagues, your friends, your family, like, everybody is gonna tell you that there's gonna be, well, not everybody, but there's gonna be some people who are gonna try and give you advice on how you're meant to be doing it, or they're gonna tell you that that's wrong. But you need to follow your dream. Because do you really want to get to 80 years old and be like, well, I regret quite a lot of things that I didn't do in my life because I was too scared of the consequences? Or do you want to get to your 80 and being like, well, at least I gave everything that I could a shot? Yeah, some things didn't work, but some things did. I watch quite a lot of Gary Vee on TikTok, and he says something that's really, really good. And he's like, I don't beat myself up, but I still hold myself accountable. And I think we need to learn as a society to stop beating ourselves up. If we miss an opportunity, then that's fine. You know, like if we fail, that is absolutely fine. It is all right to make mistakes and to fail. Don't let other people make you feel so bad about it. It was an accident. Because at the end of the day, everyone else has made mistakes. Everybody else has failed. Exactly as Goggins said, you know, like, we are all fucked up. It's just that some people have learned to hide it better than others. None of us really know what we're doing. I mean, look at our parents, right? You see when you were growing up and you looked at your parents and you thought, my God, they've totally got it together. They know exactly what they're doing in life. And then you get to the same age as your parents and you're like, they didn't have a fucking clue. They were winging it. And you might look at your parents now and still think, well, they still haven't got a clue. They're just doing what society tells them to do. So do not worry. And just remember that the people who are the people who are out there who don't agree with society, then we're the ones who get called toxic or weird or controlling, or that we're bullies and a whole load of things. And it's because we're not the norm. We are the ones out there taking risks. And we get shamed for it because we're not like the sheep following everyone else. But again, well, as Alan Watt said, it's like, you know, like it's better to live a short life filled with things that you enjoy doing rather than a long life spent in a miserable way. And that's it. I want to go out and enjoy the things that I'm doing instead of thinking that I'm just part of a machine. Just doing what someone else tells me to do. Because the way that society's got it, we're gonna need to take a half day on our funeral. So that we can go to our funeral and be buried. Because it's a, because they're just gonna run us into the ground. That's why now that when I am looking for jobs, I'm not looking at the ones that I used to apply for where I would just be a slave to society, not making that much money, just enough to barely get by, probably still having to use food banks and all that. For what? Honestly, for what? To be miserable, to have like not even to have a little bit of spending money for myself. Just so that society's happy, and because I've got a job that I'm doing what society tells me to do. If I'm gonna get a job, then it's gonna need to be one that I can actually afford to save up money. So that I can
I can do things with my life rather than just being on the breadline. But then working my whole entire life, having no time off, and just being a long life in a miserable way. And I completely do not want to do that at all. I just want to help people. Just completely help people. I want to start having a life purpose. I want to feel satisfied with my job, that when I walk away from it, I don't feel drained. I feel like I've actually made a difference to someone's life. And I think that's why I'm really looking forward to going and doing the volunteering with C-Fine, that I can actually make a change in someone's life, and if I can help them in any sort of way, then I'll be happy with that. I was telling my mate yesterday that I was going in and doing the C-Fine volunteering, and he was like, "Oh, I've got a volunteering job for you. Like, I've got a whole load of stuff that need to go to the skip that's in the back of my van. So, would you be able to give me a hand with that? And that would be good. You'd be helping me." So I think I'm helping my mate sometime this week to go and do that. Which I'm more than happy to help him. More than happy to help him. Because it's helping him out, it's helping me get out of the house, it's helping me meet new people. It's gonna be good. But yes, let's stop taking life too seriously, yeah. Honestly. There's no point. There's honestly no point. Because you're just stressing yourself out for something that doesn't even need to be getting stressed out about. Remember, if your life is pretty tough right now, it is the universe giving you tests. Are you gonna pass this test or are you gonna fail it? And I mean, the last test that I got given by the universe, I completely failed it, blew my top, got a mad. Now I feel like I'm back to where I should be again. Just trying to brush things off my shoulders, not getting embroiled in arguments, because it's definitely not worth it. Really, honestly, it is not worth it. But yeah, let's go and seize Wednesday, people. You've got absolutely what it takes to do whatever you want on this Wednesday. If you're at work, I hope you have an absolutely amazing day today. And just know that you've got what it takes to make your dreams come true. And remember to love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. And peace and love as always. I will speak to you soon. Ciao, people. Ciao.